Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. We've been talking this week about St. Paul, Monday, Tuesday, the conversion story of St. Paul, which is so inspiring to hear. But it's not only inspiring because of what happened and the amazing life that Paul lived and the demonstration of God's power through his life, the uniqueness of his call. It really is very, very moving. But one of the things, if you didn't have a chance to tune into the program, friends, on Monday and Tuesday, if you didn't, you could just download our Renewal Ministries app and have immediate access to those programs, very easy to have happen. Or just go to our website at renewalministries.net. We see the way in which the kingdom goes forward in the world. The mission of the church, friends, is not a human project, primarily. It's not just a historical organization, an institutional, a well-organized institutional structure that is living out, you know, a set of goals or something, or just living out an assignment on our own resources. We don't generate the mission. Men don't empower the mission. Men don't define the message of the mission. It all begins in the heart of a loving father. St. John Paul II said years ago, Christianity is the religion that begins in the heart of a loving father. The love of a father who goes in search of a people who bear his image, a race of people made in his image and likeness who are lost and fallen, separated from him, and are in need of salvation. I mean, God could have just, and he did speak through the prophets, he could have just said to one of the prophets, you know, go get this church started and communicate this message. That would not have been enough, even if the message, because the message was what? The message was a person. It wasn't just a plan. It wasn't just an assignment. It wasn't just a set of truths that would be the way in which people overcame the obstacle of separation and darkness. The message from the heart of God the Father is a person. It's his Son. It's the eternal Son of God, the second person of the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God is a communion of persons. And we know this because of what Jesus showed us and the Holy Spirit's emerging dramatically in the birth and life of the church. But here's the point. There is no church, there is no salvation without the incarnation, that is the Son of God taking on human flesh and becoming a sacrifice for sin. Jesus came as a word to communicate the truth about God the Father, the truth about the human race, the truth about everything, God's creation, about what is good, what is true, what is beautiful, the need for salvation, the reality of sin and death, the devil, all of it. Jesus came, the light, he shed light on all of it and brought it to light. But the high point of his word is his own action to us and the mystery that was hidden for ages in the heart of God the Father. What is that mystery? Well, the mystery is St. Paul, who we've listened to the last couple of days and talked about, is communicated in a nutshell. What is that mystery that's hidden for ages? It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you. Christianity is a person who took on human flesh, the Son of God, who came to die. To die on a cross, to shed his blood in order to deal with the sin problem that is at the core and the root of man's lostness. What he needs to be saved from. Every single person is under this dominion, the reign of sin, St. Paul calls it, the reign of sin and death. Sin is what produces death. Every man and woman is trapped in it. And that death is not just a biological death, but a spiritual death. And what Jesus came to do was to make it possible for the human race to come into a living relationship with God for all eternity. And that means they needed a new life, and that life was in him. He dealt with all that separated humanity, kept us trapped, kept us under judgment, no way out until he shed his precious blood and gave to the Father what belongs to the Father, who loved him to the end and obeyed him in the love language of heaven. He humbled himself and he obeyed the Father to the end, his commandment to lay down his life. And his action, this person's action, Jesus, who the Father raised in the power of the Spirit from the dead, and in his person, he began a whole new order, existence beyond death, a new creation, God's family, recreating all things, making all things new. It all comes from a person. Friends, this is why the Catholic Church has to be uncompromising about the message. The Catholic Church isn't an NGO, as Pope Francis has said on a number of occasions. We're not here to just fix the world. We're not here to just make it a nicer place. We're not here to just tell people, be good. Or we're not here to just to simply say, we just need to be an affirmation machine, affirming this, that, and the other thing about people's particular ideas, worldviews, proclivities, whatever. Christianity is the revelation of the one thing God did. Not some other religious leader, some philosopher, whoever. No, what God himself did to save his people, to save those whom he created, who bear his image, who were under slavery in the dominion of darkness, the satanic powers, and were destined from eternal separation from God, slaves to sin, under the power of the world, the flesh, and the devil. God the Father, through his Son Jesus, made it possible, as John the Apostle would say, for you and me, and by God's desire, God's heart, every single person, to be given power to become children of God. And the transfer of power, the power is the life, the indestructible life of God, the eternal life, the divine life that's united to human flesh in the person of Jesus, who, by the Father's design, who the Father has said, this is my beloved Son, this is the one who sits at my right hand, this is the one who's the head of the new creation, who's Lord of all, and he's the one through whom life can come to save the world and no one else. There's even a lot of confusion in the church about some of this stuff, even among highly decorated theologians. Sometimes it makes me wonder, like, it seems like a waste of time to have some of these degrees that lead you to say, well, basically, the Holy Spirit already has a mission in the world and everybody is connected in one way or another. They just need to follow the impulse of what's already in them, or as one famous writer wrote not too long ago, that the Christ is in everybody, and just removing the false self that's in us, we can come to discover. Jesus just said, you know, remove the false self and recognize the Christ is already in you. No, that's not right. What needs to happen, as it happened in the life of Saul, to be baptized, to be born again, to be given the gift of the Holy Spirit. Ananias prayed for him, for the infilling of the fullness of the Spirit. And the Spirit is the life. Jesus is the one through whom the Spirit flows, the Father and the Son. It's through the message of the gospel and through baptism. Now, God can save people in other ways, and he does it according to the light he gives them. He's perfect judge, understands what people have seen and heard or not seen and heard. But anybody who is saved, anybody who makes it home to the heart of God the Father makes it, and they'll see it when they die. It's because of the death, life, death, resurrection, ascension into glory of his beloved Son, Jesus. And the mission of the church is to bring not only that message, but that reality to a fallen world. as we said at the end yesterday, in the Acts 26 account of Paul's conversion, Paul's own words, that he was sent in a particular appointment he had from the Lord, an assignment to open their eyes, that is, the eyes of the Gentiles. Now, same thing was happening to the Jewish people. Yes, they were in a different place with God than the Gentile people, but they too needed to have their eyes open, just like St. Paul did on the road to Damascus in a very dramatic way, that they could be brought from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God. Why does the Catholic Church exist? To bring human beings to the place where their eyes are open, to help them to open their eyes and to help them turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God. Now, lots of people find that offensive. Who are you to say that anybody's in darkness? Everybody has their own light. Everybody's their own master. Everybody has their own path, their authentic self, and being true to their authentic self. No, not in the way they mean it. There's one way to come from darkness to light. It's to come to the light. Everyone literally is born in a state of original sin, and they don't know the light, and they haven't received it fully. And the light is not just enlightenment. A lot of the language going around in the world, you know, the New Age stuff that still surfaces in lots of different forms, and following the forces within and the forces out there in the universe and all that kind of stuff to bring personal enlightenment. No, there's a lot of forces out there, all right, but there's a lot of dark forces that pretend they're agents of light. And I've known some who've followed those and got themselves into very deep bondage, critical problems, because it's spiritual battle, it's spiritual warfare, and it's acting like the revelation of Jesus about what is true light, what is true darkness, is just a Christian thing, and there's lots of ways to discover and experience all that. No, there isn't. Jesus Christ is God the Creator, God the Father's one road to salvation. He's the access to what salvation means. And it's in him. It's in a person. It's so important to see this, friends. His glorified humanity at the right hand of the Father, this is the future of the human race, is to share in what Jesus possesses. And we need to be born again so that we can be raised from the dead and enter into glory. And we will have a glorified humanity, a glorified flesh, just like Jesus, united to him in heaven forever. But that doesn't come without going from darkness to light and from Satan to God. The human race is born into a condition of slavery. Slavery to sin. Slavery to the dominion of darkness, which is the kingdom of the enemy. Jesus brought it down through his crucifixion, his death on the cross. All of that so, as Jesus told Paul, so that people can get their sins forgiven and then be cleansed by Christ's blood and become temples of the living God and receive the Holy Spirit like Paul received the Holy Spirit, and then to become children of God. That's what it's all about, friends. That's why we must have an urgency to communicate it to others. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.